Okay, was that everybody, I guess? Looks like a small group of boys this morning. All right. Any prayer requests? Joe Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. Any of the brothers? I guess Normans are in Ohio. Anybody else from here that's traveling right now, or not really? Oh yeah. Okay. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and this beautiful morning, for bringing us all together like this. We just ask for your blessing upon this meeting. Be with those who are not here. Bless their time wherever they are. Be with Normans in Ohio. Help them to be a faithful witness to you. And pray for Joe Lopez, that you would help him to see your will and be willing to do it, Lord. And we just ask now that you would help us as we look into your word, that we can learn from you and bless each one of these boys, that they can grow up to be soldiers for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I just found out about 5 minutes ago that I'm supposed to have this assignment. So I'm not... Is it chapter 18 that we're ready to read? Or no? Does anybody know? For sure? Leroy, you think you read 17 last week? Okay. Let's read chapter 18 in Psalms. I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. This is David, I think, that wrote this psalm. And just kind of keep that in mind as we read the rest of this, that this is what David thought of God. He is his rock, his fortress, his deliverer. It's the one he's going to trust, his buckler, the horn of his salvation, his high tower. It's like the one that he can put his complete confidence and trust in. And what we'll notice here is that even with that, even though he knew that, and that was who God was to him, he went through some troublesome times, and he was compassed with ungodly people and things that made him afraid sometimes. I think he had to be reminded of this, of who God is, and just put his trust in Him. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrow of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. I'm not sure. Is this the way it seemed to David? Like, he was in such straits that just the whole earth seemed to be shaking on his foundation. Very possibly that's the way that's how things seem to David. At the same time, God can shape the earth. I remember in Ohio there was a local paper that there was a columnist that wrote in there, and he was apparently an atheist and an evolutionist. And I remember one article that he wrote that he said, creationists must think God is a blunderer. And one of his reasons for saying that is, why would a creator create an earth that would quake and shake? Because there are earthquakes. But why not? I mean, the earth is full of violence. The earth is full of evil and sin. And God is angry with sin. And if He wants to shake the earth, He's got the power to do it, even though He created it. I don't think He created the earth for our pleasure, or anything for that matter. He created it for Him. And man has chosen not to serve Him. And it is right for him to be angry. God says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," saith the Lord. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and a fire out of his mouth. And fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in his heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered. At thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of thy breath, of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy. This is what makes me think that David was when he was saying about this stuff that happened to the earth and the lightnings and the thunderings and the shaking of the foundations, that this is how it all seemed to him. It seemed to him like he was in straits like that, that just his whole world was being shaken, like in a great big storm. Because here he says, he sent me, verse 16, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I want you to listen carefully to these next few verses. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath He recompensed me. For I have kept the way of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His judgments were before me, and I did not put away His statutes from me. I was also upright before Him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His eyesight. If somebody says that today, and it's true, everybody thinks you're proud and you're self-righteous and you're just not humble. We know David was a man of God. And we know that many times, long after David was dead, God did things for his servant David's sake. He preserved people, and he allowed stuff to happen to the descendants of David because of his servant David's sake. Because David did what was right. And David wasn't one that just said, "Oh, God just did it all for me." He's saying, "God rewarded me for this, because I walked before him, because I kept his statutes." Verse 26, "With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure." Jesus said, did I skip a verse here? Verse 25, "With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful." Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy." That's part of sowing and reaping. If we're merciful, we'll receive mercy. "With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward." That's also a part of sowing and reaping. "For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped upon a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." That just makes me think of what David said. I don't know how old David was when he wrote this, but remember when he went out to fight against Goliath, and Saul or one of the men of the army there put this armor on David, a helmet. I mean, David wanted to go fight this big giant, so they clad him with all the normal armor that a soldier would have. And David started, and he came back and he said, "I can't go with this. I haven't tried it. It's not tried. This is completely unfamiliar to me." But here he says, "The word of the Lord is tried." And that's what he was going with. He was going by the word of the Lord. He came to Goliath and said, "You come to me with a sword and a spear, and I come to you in the name of the Lord." I think today, a lot of so-called churches and people are trying to clad themselves with an armor that's not tried. Everything from anything that they put the name ministry on, and they call it youth programs, and they call it all kinds of stuff that's supposed to guard and protect them and their young people, and it's not tried and it's not proven. Neither is it successful, or neither is it, does it work at all to fight off the enemy. But the word of the Lord is tried. Verse 31, "For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them, and they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save me. Even save them. They cried, but there was none to save them. Even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Why do you think that's so? Here he says that the enemies were fleeing. And it says they cried, but there was none to save them. Even unto the Lord they cried, but he answered them not. Just earlier in this chapter, he says, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. I think the reason God heard David was because of what he said. I have walked righteously before you. I have kept your laws and walked in your ways. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit them. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Okay. Well, I don't have an assignment ready for you. I'll try to have one this evening. And you may return to your seats. The big boys didn't have an assignment, I guess. Pick about three or four of them. Okay. Well, Adam and seems like I'm not seeing very many. Floyd and Corbin. Ryan. Oh, I see.
I remember one time I wanted to go bowling with a group of friends, and for some reason, for a big party, and I just planned on wanting to go fast. But my parents just said, no, we can't go on. And I was real upset, and I think I was 16, and I think I remember thinking, when I'm growing up and have children, when they're 16, 18, they make their decisions. They're old enough, yeah. But now I just see the bowling, and I'm just thankful that they're just.
When I was younger, I remember just a few different times people or friends would do something rowdy, and Dad had rules he didn't like to be rowdy or smart to be and stuff like that. So when I've gotten hurt before, and I asked if you guys didn't do that. My mom taught me to listen to my elders, even though they're wrong. It's always best to listen to them, not argue at all.
just kind of the theme of the way my dad taught me in a lot of ways was that it didn't matter what everybody else was doing. It didn't matter what I was doing. Like, in school, if I made a bad grade, you know, I might say, well, John, you know, he's smart. He made a bad grade too. Well, my dad says, well, I don't care. I'm not John's father. I'm your father. If you made a bad grade, you're not supposed to do that. So, just that theme of, I'm responsible for my own actions, and I'm going to take responsibility for their efforts. It taught me responsibility is who I am and what I'm doing for myself.
Okay, then the Bible verses, you start doing that. They're going to tell us, they're going to tell what they have learned. Oh, something that Father has told them and kept them out of trouble. Okay. Start right there. Something the Father told you that kept you out of trouble.
And that could have to start your neighbor early or in another neighbor's house, never be loose, and they don't want me to go in. I told them no, because they told me not to. And they said, well, he's not looking, just come in and question. Get one and run out, and I said, no.
Okay, then the
I was going to slip all the limbs from the tree. And then I remembered that Dad said I couldn't try it. One time my brothers were fighting, and then I told them not to keep them from violence and to keep them. One time I was at my uncle's house, and then he turned on the TV, and Mama told us not to look, and then I see him and set a real bad on there. One time, the boy told us that if we see a bad man, we should shoot him. But we didn't, because I told him not to. I'm not out of touch with the law, but I thought of what the Bible tells us that we should do. I did not have to. One time there were some cookies on the counter and I was going to eat one, and then I decided not to because my dad had told if I'm tempted to do something, and I know I'm not supposed to not to. They have a rule that we aren't allowed to go close to the road for right and it's getting me out of trouble.
We have a rule not to call people dead, and that keeps me out of trouble.
Sometimes I said the same thing about, and I remember that Daddy doesn't want to do things. I remember that thing when I did it, but I remember sometimes that I wanted to take the fight from food, and I remember that my mom said that if I know that it's wrong, I'm not here. One time I was doing wood with some of my friends and they started shooting at each other and they went up to the shop.
One night in Mexico, my friend told me that I should go past down on the street past the house to do something. And Daddy told me not to, and I told him no. And he said, well, he's not lucky. But I said, no, I won't. I did
not laugh so laughing so that could be
everything. You have a rule that you're not supposed to climb up on our Lord. And that keeps me out of trouble because once I did and I broke some of the Lord, I got in big trouble.